This audio is a reading of the popular level version of my paper titled The Injil, What Is It? A Christian Apologetic for Dialogue with Islam. It offers a simplified overview of what the Quran means by the Injil, how this term connects to the four Gospels, and why the claim that the message of Jesus was lost or corrupted does not hold up to historical evidence. Please note, for smoother listening, some elements such as section headings, the appendix materials, and the full bibliography have been left out. To access those resources, I encourage you to read the full written version at defendtheword.com. A companion academic paper is also available for those who wish to explore this topic in greater depth. D. Gene Williams, Jr., Ph.D. Defend the Word Ministries North Point Church Introduction in Both Christianity and Islam. Jesus, called ISA in Islam, plays a key role in God's plan. Christians know him as the Savior and the fulfillment of God's promises, while Muslims honor him as a prophet who brought a divine message called the Injil. However, there is confusion and debate about what the Injil refers to. Many Muslims believe it was a book given directly to Jesus and that this original Injil was either lost or corrupted over time. In contrast, Christians believe the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John accurately record Jesus' life and teachings, reflecting God's revelation through his Son. This paper offers a bridge between these two views, arguing that the Gospels are the Injil mentioned in the Quran. Demonstrates that the message of the Gospels aligns with the Quran's description of the Injil, and explains why claims of corruption are not supported by historical evidence. What does the Quran say about the Injil? Quran mentions the Injil as a divinely inspired message given to Jesus. It describes the Injil as containing guidance and light, Surah 546, meant to confirm the truth of earlier revelations like the Torah. It also instructs Christians to follow their scriptures. Let the people of the Gospel judge by what Allah has revealed therein, Surah 547. This verse suggests that the Gospels available during Muhammad's time were valid and still contained divine truth. However, modern Muslims often claim that the Injil was lost, corrupted, or altered, Tarifa laughs, over time. Interestingly, early Islamic scholars like Ibn Abbas and al-Tabari held a different view. They believed that no one could change God's words, and that any corruption referred to misunderstanding the message, not changing the text itself. This opens the door to dialogue about whether the Gospels are, in fact, the Injil. How the Gospels reflect the Injil's message. The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are not just biographies of Jesus, they are inspired accounts of God's work through him. They provide a complete picture of his life, teachings, miracles, death, and resurrection. Christians believe that Jesus himself is God's ultimate revelation, fulfilling the promises of the Old Testament, John 1 verse 14. Here are some ways the Gospels align with the Quran's description of the Injil. The Bible offers guidance and light. The Gospels emphasize love, forgiveness, and obedience to God. Jesus teaches, "The greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength," Mark 12 verse 30. The Torah echoes the Bible when Jesus often quotes the Torah and emphasizes fulfilling it. "I have not come to abolish the law but to fulfill it," Matthew 5 verse 17. In Scripture, Jesus' ethical teachings in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5 7, reflect the same values of mercy, humility, and justice found in the Quran. These shared themes suggest that the Gospels preserve the essence of the Injil, as described in the Quran. Addressing claims of corruption, Muslims often argue that the Gospels have been corrupted over time, making them unreliable. However, historical evidence challenges this view. Manuscript evidence. The Codex Sinaiticus and Codex Vaticanus, dating to the 4th century, show that the Gospels have been accurately preserved. The Rylands Papyrus, P52, a fragment of the Gospel of John from around 125 AD, demonstrates the early transmission of these texts. These manuscripts reveal remarkable consistency over time, disproving claims that the Gospels were drastically altered. Early Islamic views. Scholars like Ibn Abbas argued that Tarif al-Lafs refers to a misunderstanding of meaning, not physical corruption of the text. The text of the Injil was still intact during Muhammad's time. The Gospels were likely the scriptures referenced by the Quran. Multiple Gospels as complementary, not contradictory. Muslims sometimes argue that having four Gospels suggests inconsistency. However, Christians understand these Gospels as complementary accounts that highlight authors writing to different audiences, not contradictions. Common ground between the Gospels and the Quran. Both the Gospels and the Quran present Jesus as a messenger of God who performs miracles and calls people to righteousness. Jesus' miracles. The Gospels recount many of Jesus' miracles, such as healing the blind and raising the dead, John 11 verses 43 to 44. The Quran similarly describes Jesus performing miracles by God's permission, Surah 349. Ethical teachings. Both texts emphasize love, mercy, and justice. For example, the parable of the Good Samaritan, Luke 10 verses 25 to 37, teaches compassion, much like the Quran emphasizes charity and justice, Surah 2:177. Jesus' return. Both Christianity and Islam teach that Jesus will return at the end of time. Christians believe he will come as the king and judge, Revelation 19 verses 11 to 16, while Muslims believe he will defeat the Dajjal Antichrist and establish justice, Surah 43:61. Why this matters. A call to a dialogue understanding the Gospels as the Injil opens the door for meaningful dialogue between Christians and Muslims. Both faiths honor Jesus and share many of his five teachings. Recognizing the Gospels as authentic reflections of the Injil can help build bridges of understanding and respect. Instead of focusing on differences, this approach encourages both communities to explore common values and engage in discussions about Jesus' life and mission. Through open dialogue, we can better understand each other's faiths and deepen our shared commitment to truth and righteousness. Conclusion. The Gospels as the Injil. This paper has shown that the Gospels align with the Quran's description of the Injil. They contain the same message of guidance, light, and faithfulness to God's law. Historical evidence supports the reliability of the Gospels, countering claims of corruption. Early Islamic scholars like Ibn Abbas also challenge the modern assumption that the Injil was lost or altered. By recognizing the Gospels as the Injil, both Christians and Muslims can move beyond misunderstandings and engage in meaningful conversations about faith, ethics, and Jesus' mission. This perspective honors the truth shared by both faiths and opens the door to greater unity in seeking God's will.